You are listening to the Word of Deliverance Church podcast. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us at wodchurch.com.
To this point, and then all the things you guys did to get your groups here as the leaders. I know you guys were doing fundraisers and all of that before you came, and we appreciate that and your faithfulness to get your group of kids here. I just had a little something to share, and if you ever have anything to share, don't tell Lisa it's a little something, because she'll put you on the list, and then you got to develop it a little more, so that works out. But I had a thought yesterday morning, whenever someone was speaking, that you're going to leave here, and you're a lion on a rock. You're not in a cage. And so I'd like to ask, could I get five of the Word of Deliverance group to come up here for just a little demonstration? Word of Deliverance, Chapel of Praise. Just five of you. Come on, Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky.
And one of you just stand in the middle. Okay, and then the rest of you make a circle around her. Put her in. There you go. Box her in there. Okay? And so, you know, we see a lot of you guys come in and can kind of see, like, some things that weigh on you and things like that. And you come in maybe with some bars put up around you because you're a lion in a cage maybe when you got here. And some of those things could be anger or fear or doubt or hurt whenever you came here. And this week, you've had a lot of those things knocked down. And so Courtney, fall down. And Alicia, fall down. And Ricky, fall down. And Krisha, fall down. Okay? And now you're out. Okay? And you're on the rock. Okay? And you don't have to go back to the cage. Don't pick them back up and put them back around you and get back into that same place that you've been. You don't have to redo everything that was done in you this week, okay? You don't have to come back next year and tear down those same things again. And then because you're on the rock, you guys are going to go back home now in a new position, okay? Don't give up your high spot on the rock, okay? Don't climb back down. Don't take those things back up there with you. Don't do any of that, because you're in this position now where you're so free and so open, and you can go anywhere you want to go, okay? And some of you are going back to your homes, and you're going to go back to school in the fall. Some of you are going to go back to college in the fall. Some of you will go out into the world, into the workforce, all of those different things. And once you've been put up there, don't go back down, and don't go out into your new steps. You know, if you're going into college or anything like that, don't put yourself back into a box and say, this is what I am and this is what I have to do, because there's no limit. Don't settle for just what you want for yourself whenever you are called so much higher and He can do so much greater than what you think. Okay? Have your dreams. Have all of those things. Talk to God about those things. But don't just settle for that, because if you want to do this level, He'll call you up here. Okay? Every time. Okay? And let Him, because it's so much greater. This is greater than what I would have ever thought that I could do, to stand up here and to be able to say something to you guys and not lose my mind. Okay? But He calls us so much greater, you know? And whenever you go back home, what you'll find is that the things that you left are still going to be there. I don't want to discourage you in any way, but if you left and there were some things going on at home, chances are when you go back home, they're still going to be going on, okay? But your viewpoint has changed now, okay? Because I want you guys to picture like a big city, okay? Like New York City. And you're in New York City and you're standing on the street and you look up at this tall skyscraper and it looks huge, okay? That's where you were when you left. You were on the street and you were looking up at this huge thing, this huge problem, this huge chaos that's going on, okay? But see, you're high now. You're on top of the skyscraper, okay? And you're looking down. You ever been on top of something real high and you look down? Everybody looks real tiny. All the people look like ants, all that kind of thing. Okay, that's you now. You're looking down from that high place and everything's smaller now because your viewpoint's changed, okay? It doesn't mean it's not there, okay? But your view is different, okay? And you know that he's called you higher. Could you've learned that this week? You guys can have a seat. Sorry. Whenever you go back home, if you got things going on, we all have things that's going on. And I tell this group here, that's not a teenager thing. That's an everybody thing, okay? We all have stuff that goes on that we have to deal with. And sometimes it's frustrating, and some days we're okay. And when on those frustrating days, don't go back, okay? Don't go back into the cage and put the doubt back up and think, Lord, I'm doubting because I know that you're great, but this thing is just so huge to me that I don't know what to do. Don't put the fear back up because you're afraid that this whatever thing is going to destroy your life. Okay, don't put the hurt back up. You know, you guys confronted some things this week, and what I was thinking about that is that confronting something doesn't mean that you just think about it and feel sad about it all over again. Okay? That isn't what confronting is. Okay? Confronting is that you look that thing square in the eye and you say, look, you don't have any power over me. You can't hurt me anymore. Okay? You can't tear me down. You can't make me feel like I don't have any worth. You can't make me feel like I'm nothing because I know that I'm something. Okay, you've had 5 days of hearing exactly what you are, okay, and you know you're up here. Don't let that thing drag you back down. My scripture is John 5:30. Sorry, let me take a breath. And the heading to that is witnesses to Jesus. You guys have been witnesses to some things that Jesus has done this week, okay? And it says, I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true. There's another who bears witness about me, and I know that testimony that he bears about me is true. Okay? So God is the other person that has that bore the testimony and the witness of what has happened to you this week, okay? What has happened between you and him this week is between you and him, and he knows what it is, okay? So know that he's seen what's taken place in you this week and that it's true, okay? Don't go back home and have all that other stuff come back up or not even stuff that comes up. Sometimes we just get distracted and we forget to work on our relationship with God, okay? It's just like our relationship with anybody else. If you have friends that you haven't talked to in a while, your relationship loses a little something because you guys haven't talked in a while, okay? That's the same thing with God. If you forget or you get distracted or you got things going on and you're not having a conversation with him and not allowing him to speak into your life, okay, that makes the relationship kind of hard. You guys learned a lot about relationships this week. Let's see, 35. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. And he is the burning, shining light, and you're willing to rejoice for a while, but don't stop, okay? Don't just take this little while and say, oh, man, that Word of Deliverance Youth Camp is just so awesome, and it changed my life, and it did, okay? But don't stop there. Not only has it changed your life that you've lived so far, let it change every step that you take from this point, okay? Come out of this and go on to greater things that he's called you to do. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John, for the works of the Father has given me to accomplish. The very works that I am doing bear witness about me that the Father has sent you. What's been accomplished this week is between you and God, and he knows the greatness. And don't let anyone downgrade your experience, okay? If you had an experience with God this week, don't just go home and say, oh, I got saved. I got the Holy Ghost. Or they hit me on the head and knocked me out. something like that. Don't just say that, because that isn't what happened with you this week. What happened with you this week is so much bigger than those things, okay? You had an experience with God, okay? And he has a relationship with you. You have been touched by your Father this week, okay? And you go out from here, not just, oh, I went out, you know, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, whatever. You know, that isn't just what it is. You know, it's an experience that you had with him, because he wants to have this relationship with you and wants to dwell in you and wants to be able to talk with you and for you to say, okay, Lord, whatever you'd have me to do, that's what I want to do today. What do you want me to say to somebody? Give me the words to say, because sometimes we don't have all the words to tell somebody whenever they come to us about something. And you guys will find out in your life that as Christians and as people that say prayers like, God, just have me say what you'd like me to say, you will come across the craziest situations you have ever seen in your life. I swear. And you'll think, how do these people find me? But it's because you prayed. And so don't stop doing that, okay? But you'll come across these situations and you'll have to say, you know what? This had to be God, because this doesn't just happen to everybody, okay? You can't make this stuff up. And so that's the way that we live our lives, because God puts us in these situations to be able to speak into a darkness that somebody is living through and bring out light in them, okay? Because God loves them just as much as he loves you, okay? And he's called them out for such a purpose, just like he's called you, okay? And he needs us to go out there and be his hands and feet in the things that we do. Just about done. The people that you go back home to, don't let them downgrade your experience. And so tell them what happened with you this week. And don't let them downgrade that to anything that's less than you had an experience with your Savior. There's people that are going to say things to you, and what you should understand is they don't get a vote. Your experience is between you and God. That's who gets the vote. Okay? Don't let people tell you that it's anything less than what it is, okay? Because it wasn't their experience, it was yours, okay? Don't let them downgrade you. This week, you've learned about being faithful, and you've learned about the importance of your individual romantic relationship. That is what puts you on top of that rock, and what holds you up there, okay? Don't take any of those bars back up there to hold you up there. Don't take any of that fear, that doubt on those walks that you take, but take back up there the faithfulness that you've learned about this week and the relationship idea that you've learned about this week, that God wants to have that relationship with you so that he can support you. That's what a relationship's about. Whenever you get married later on in life and you have that relationship with your spouse, that's what that person is there for, to support you. And sometimes you'll be doing really good and you'll be the one who's supportive, okay? Sometimes you might not be so supportive. You might be in a different place, and that's whenever your spouse is there to hold you up. That's the same thing with God. Whenever we feel weak, he holds us up. And sometimes right now you guys are feeling really good about your relationship because of everything that you've gone through this week. And right now you and God are standing strong. You're going to leave out of here and you're strong and you're courageous and you can do anything right now. You are on top of that mountain. But someday you may feel down, or a little bit of fear might creep back in. A little bit of doubt might creep back in. But whenever that happens, he is strong for you. Okay? And trust him in that, because he won't let you fall. Trust him to take better care of you than you may be able to take care of yourself, okay? And let's see. Lean on that and take that on your journey, because you are not a lion that is in a cage. You are a lion that is on a rock, and that's where you belong, because that is the vantage point that he wants you to see from, because that's what he sees from, okay? That's all that I have.
I asked to say something. You know, the unsung heroes to me of this story are the Pumbas and the Timons. To me, it's like Sazu's the Holy Spirit. He always tells the Father, when you're in trouble, to come save you. But you're going to leave here today, and I'm just sitting back there thinking, you need to surround yourself with warthogs and meerkats when you leave here, because they're your support system. They're the ones that find you when you're lying, laying, nobody else wants anything to do with you. They're the ones that nurse you back to life. Because sometimes you feel like the lion, and sometimes you may be the Pumbaa or the Timon. In other words, sometimes you have to be somebody else's support system, and sometimes somebody else has to be your support system. Because even if you're a lion, sometimes you're laying there and you're gasping for your breath. So surround yourself with, one thing about Facebook is you can hit each other on Facebook and support each other, and you get yourself surrounded by the people who are going to pick you up whenever you fall, and whenever you feel like you've made a mistake and you've blown it and you're not there, you can surround yourself with warthogs and meerkats. They're the best guys to hang out with. Amen. Even if they do fart.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. I want to let you know that we have a podcast, wdchurch.com. All of the speakers will be uploaded on there. Fridays is not up yet. Today's Friday. Thursdays is not up yet, or Friday. But pretty much everything else, I think, is up. So WD, by the time you get home, it'll be up, he says, Robert. So podcast, wdchurch.com. Also can be found on iTunes. And if your group would like to have a copy of the video, the 10-minute camp in 10 minutes that Robert did, if you see him after church, he'll see to it that you get a copy of that camp in 10 minutes or whatever that was called. All right. I know you need to get on the road. I'm going to give about 10 minutes, and then we're going to go. And I'm just going to ask if there's somebody that had something on their heart that they just wanted to say about camp real quick before we go. You got like 1 minute, 2 minutes, and then we'll have to close it down, and everybody will have to be able to get on the way. So is there somebody that wanted to share something or from their heart about what God did for you at camp today or this week? Share today what he did this week. Terry Buer, is she in here today? Terry Buer designed those t-shirts and had those done, and so she did. She also did the decorations and things that you see around. She took care of that. Dallas, did you have something you wanted to say?
I am scared of public speaking. One thing camp has taught me, and being in this, I was raised in a old church that taught the same stuff Justin was talking about last night. And I started coming to Chapel of Praise, and I felt like, well, first I heard these people were talking in tongues, and I'm like, weird. And I got there, and I didn't expect them to really know me or accept me real quick. But as soon as I got there, I felt like I was family. And Pastor Jack took me in, and Pastor Lola. And then I started coming here, and I learned to accept people who they are. And I was always raised with judgmental people, and so through all this, I always judge people, and that's my biggest problem. And I'm always scared whenever people judge my brother or they'll stare at him. And whenever you all accept him, like, into the middle here, like you did the first year, and thank you, Dalen, for bringing him up last night, just weighs on my heart that y'all actually love people.
Yay, Alex. Anybody else, real quick?
Okay. Hey guys, that was uncalled for. Well, before camp, I had been going through some stuff, like people were saying things about me, and it really distracted me from God, and also electronics, relationships, and all that. It just kind of got in the way of me and God, and I came to this camp, and at first I thought it was going to be a fun camp experience, and I came in on Sunday. It was fun, but I had a headache. And when I came in on the evening service on Monday, I put both my hands in the air and everybody started putting their hands on me, and it was kind of like, and I didn't know what they were doing at that time, and I was kind of like, what are you doing? Because it was really uncomfortable at that time. And on Tuesday, I really felt God moving in me, and everybody started putting their hands on me again, and at that point, I was like, I don't care. I just want more of God, and I started crying, and someone just, like, put their hand on my chest and said, I can feel it in you, and he just sort of tapped me, and he said, there it is, and I fell on the floor, and I started crying, and the same thing happened on Wednesday, and it was on a, like, really, really large scale, and I started, like, crying my eyes out on the floor. And on Thursday, I really wanted to let go by myself, and, like, I got on the, I started praying, and I got on the floor, and I tried. And I really wanted to let go, and I tried my hardest to cry, and it just didn't come, and I was like, what's going on? And, like, just today, I remembered I was writing a song about grace not coming the way you would think it would. So it was kind of like, maybe that's what it was. So this camp has really changed my life in the 5 days that I've been here.
We have one or two more that want to share.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. So Tuesday, sorry, my voice sang too much. Tuesday, I went to bed and I woke up because I had a song in my head. And I don't know if you guys know the song Stay from Rihanna. It's about a relationship and Rihanna, Christian, right? Okay. So I was just, over and over in my head, I kept hearing that song. So I woke up and looked on my phone, looked at the lyrics. And I want you to take this in a relationship perspective with God. So listen to these lyrics. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. And it takes me all the way. I want you to stay. That's like the chorus. But like part of the words is, oh, the reason I hold on, because I need this hole gone. Yeah. If you take those lyrics, and I read the whole thing, and the whole thing gives you your perspective of God and your relationship with him. Yeah. Right. And I was having a hard time Monday, Tuesday, about like trying to find my way in relationships with other people. And I talked to three individuals, and they know who they are. And it helped me through so much, and that song stuck in my head since then. So I want to say thank you to everyone who put this camp together and given me the strength to do this. And I want to say thank you to those three people. So thanks. Amen.
Anybody else?
Hey. I'm going to say this now. I panic when I stand up in front of people, but if I don't say it now, I'll never do it. When I came here, Like always, I expect the same thing, for God to touch me in a new way every single time. But this time, he kind of smacked me in the face with something I've been ignoring my whole life. Like, everybody gets upset about the fact that our church leaves on Father's Day. I've never been able to get upset about that, because I'm like, my dad doesn't really show up on Father's Day. I leave him a card and then I go off. And I've always ignored it, but that was the biggest scar in my entire life. It made everything harder for me. Like, I assumed that because he didn't show me the affection that I always wanted him to show me, that meant that there was something wrong with me. That meant that I was the one that was broken, and I had to try harder to make everybody see me. As I got older, I decided to ignore that little scar and just go around doing whatever. Just be like everybody else, and it doesn't matter. And this time he told me, quit ignoring that scar, it's there. Let it go. Quit trying to say, it doesn't matter that Daddy isn't there on Father's Day. It doesn't matter that he doesn't show up on your birthday or Christmas. You know he loves you, and I've always assumed, yeah, I know Dad loves me, but that still has made my entire life feel like, well, we can't say that word. So that is what I wanted to say, and that that scar is no, well, it's still there, I know it, but it's going to take a long time for it to really go away, but I'm not going to let it mess up my life. I'm going to use that scar to make myself better.
Amen. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Amen. Thankful for our Heavenly Father, because He lives in you. Amen? Amen. Once again, thank you, everybody. Jim, you have anything? All right. All right, everybody stand. God bless you. Travel safely. Stay in touch. Everybody say, He lives in you.
He lives in you.
You're dismissed.